Get two scriptures this morning. The one that I want to share with you now is in Psalm 95. The New Living Translation says this: Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us give a joyous shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving. Let us sing him for psalms of praise. For the Lord is the great God and the King above all gods. He owns the depths of the earth, and even the mightiest mountains are his. The seas belong to him, for he had made it. His hand formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the sheep under his care. Oh, that you would listen to his voice today. That's a challenge for all of us. Oh, would we listen to his voice today? The Lord says, don't harden your heart as Israel did at Meribah and as they did at Manasseh in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tried my patience. They courted my wrath, though they had seen my many miracles. 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turned away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. Slow in my anger, I made a vow that they will never enter my place of rest. Aren't you God that get God changed his mind? And now we can come into a place of rest through his son, Jesus Christ. Psalm 95 talks about worship and also addresses doubt. There's a commentary in my Bible about worship. The psalmist speaks of worship as a reverent celebration. And we express our devotion to God by singing his praise and celebrating his goodness with shouts of joy. Yet we also kneel in humility and great reverence before the Creator, the ruler of the universe. The dual focus of celebration and reverence keeps our worship from becoming either too restrained or too superficial. In your own experience of worship, marked by both celebration and reverence, and I admire this particular church because you both all do that, and I appreciate that. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.